Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie, we do need to let you know, we're going to do a little disclaimer here. This movie...
You sound so depressed.
I'm going to get even more depressed soon. The movie we'll be reviewing today contains excessive amounts of violence, necrophilia, cannibalism, and worst of all, child abuse. Listener's discretion is advised. If you can't listen to these kind of topics, please feel free to not listen to this episode and listen to any of the others we have. But if you're fine with proceeding, let's get into it. The movie we're going to be reviewing today is called Headless. It's directed by Arthur Culifer, written by Nathan Erdell and Todd Rigney, starring Shane Beasley as the killer and Kelsey Carlisle as Jess Hardy. And no one else matters. They all die and their heads get fucked. That's where the necrophilia comes into play. The plot of this movie is... In this lost slasher film from 1978, a masked killer wages an unrelenting spree of murder, cannibalism, and necrophilia, but when his tortured past comes back to haunt him, he plunges to even greater depths of madness and depravity. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror, and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil, and dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you got to look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. With that said, Corey, I'm going to do it like this. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Headless?
All right, Steve. So this is another one that I found while browsing the depths of TikTok.
Fuck you, TikTok. Fuck you. Putting me through this.
So this was an extremely disturbing, gory, and violent, and holy shit, man. It did not disappoint me because I'm a sick fuck like that. I'm honestly ashamed it took me this long to watch this because apparently, regardless of what you just said, it's from 1978. It didn't come out till 2015. Right. But yeah, I know you definitely had some thoughts about this, and I honestly, I'm so excited to hear them. My God. Steve, let's
hear it.
You want to hear it?
I'll freaking tell it. This movie was a pain in my fucking ass to watch. It was so aggravating. Unbelievably aggravating. So I hate you for recommending it to me because here's why. No. Let me finish my rant. Because you get to watch this on your beloved Cody. I, on the other hand, had to watch it on Plex. And if you don't know Plex, every 10 minutes is a 2-minute commercial. So this movie, A Cure Depravity and like Utter Insanity, which was only supposed to be under 90 minutes, turned out to be a 2-hour affair. So I spent the majority of my morning watching this fucking lunacy. So don't ever recommend a movie that I can only see on Plex, please.
I honestly didn't know that at the time. I thought it was on probably like Amazon and stuff.
I'm glad I had the day off from work so I can actually have some time to my day. But holy shit, it took too long. It took way too long. Not to mention the movie did feel long anyways. It was unrelenting from the beginning to the end. Too much eye stuff. It was nothing but eye stuff. It was a hard watch. Everyone was a hard watch. I haven't seen... a Serbian film? Corey has. And Corey, where does this fall on the line of a Serbian film territory?
So there's one scene in particular. I'm not going to describe it because I don't want to relive it. But there's one scene in particular in a Serbian film that involves an infant. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. Anyways, Headless is way worse.
Yeah. There you go, everyone. headless is worse than a Serbian film.
Yeah, that fucking movie was banned in the US.
This one should have been banned everywhere. It's so bad.
I got a story for you. So I was watching this movie on my own time. I had no intentions of even suggesting it for 30 Screams or Less.
I almost didn't want to review it because it's so fucking horrid.
I sent you the trailer and you were like, yeah, like I got pretty much done the movie. And I said, Steve, check this trailer out. Like, I just watched this. Do you want to do it? And you're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know what you
were
in for.
No, I had no idea what I was in for. I didn't realize I was going to be like diving into the depths of depravity. I had to turn the movie down because of the amount of screaming happening.
I said that to Joanne, like, because she was in bed reading. I went to bed after I watched it. I was like, did you hear all that screaming? Because it's nonstop.
It's literally nonstop. There was so much screaming happening here, not to mention for me having to deal with so many damn commercials. I was giving Corey the play-by-play on how many commercials I was getting. He was like, holy shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that seemed a little excessive.
It was a bit much.
And I'm not going to lie, I went to Plex afterwards because my sick fuckhead wanted to rewatch it. So I started watching it on Plex just to relive what you went through. And yeah, I made it probably about 20 minutes in and about 16 commercials, and I didn't want to watch
it
anymore.
It's maddening. It was ridiculous. Plex, shame on you. I understand you have free content, but Tubi does as well, and Tubi is not that excessive with commercials.
I didn't even know Plex did that until you told me that's where it was.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I was able to watch it there instead of trying to find some sort of illegal means that will put me on an FBI watch list to watch it. At least there's that. At least I don't have to go to jail.
So, Steve, we got to talk about this opening trailer here. It was very Grindhouse-like, and I'm kind of hoping that they turn it into a movie similar to what they did with Machete.
Yeah, that was Wolf Baby. It was so good. I love that trailer, and it gave me a false sense of security. So I'm watching this trailer, and I'm like, this is so campy. This is fucking great. I love it. I could watch a movie called Wolf Baby, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Grindhouse. I'm thinking, yes, it's going to be violent, but I'm not thinking it's going to be as ridiculous as it ended up being. So, yeah, I thought this was, like, funny. It was a funny trailer, funny horror trailer, much like Planet Terror, you know, the Grindhouse movies. You know, just a fake trailer.
Yeah, because that's exactly what they did. Like, because I remember seeing that trailer for Machete with Danny Trejo, and so many people saw it and they wanted to see a full length film based on it. And it happened twice. Yeah.
Good for him.
So, yeah, that was great. Now, Steve, let's get to the eyeball scooping.
God damn it.
So that's essentially how the movie starts, is our killer here who doesn't have a name. He's just the killer. Him killing his first victim.
I don't think you understand how much I'm shaking my head right now.
So, it involves a spoon and an eye socket and scooping out an eyeball and him eating the eyeball.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that he fucks the head afterwards.
That's exactly it.
What'd you think of this, Steve? So you saw this to start
the movie
here.
I thought it was great. No, fucking scooping out an eyeball. Eyeball stuff. I hate it. It drives me crazy. And this was nothing but eyeball stuff. Not to mention the squishing. Like when he ate the eyeball, because he ate the eyeball for all of his victims, he ate the eyeball and you just see the white pus, whatever, just spewing down the front of his mouth. I'm like, oh my God, I hate it. I hate it right away. Just eyeball stuff. And yes, then he proceeded to have sex with the head, a decapitated head. And that is how the movie starts. That is literally, like, there is no buildup to it. That is just 0 to 100. We're just right into it. And it is so damn violent. So, yeah, that happens. That's kill one out of 100. I don't know. I'm guessing there's got to be 100. So, yeah, there's that kill. But then the next scene is, I don't know what he's doing. He's, like, bathing himself in blood and then proceeding to get what I would assume a blowjob, oral sex from a head. I don't know.
A severed head.
Yes, a severed head. So his thing was he would kill people by cutting off their heads and sexually abuse the heads. So that was like his MO. Anyone he killed, he would just cut their heads off and have his way with them. And that's pretty much the gist of the movie all the way through. That's what he does. That's his thing.
It is, but somehow after everything you just said, it still gets worse.
Just so much worse. Oh my God.
Starting with his first victim that we see him chasing. Oh, this woman.
Yeah, this is rough.
Is this where Cannibal Corpse got that title for that song, Fuck
yeah,
the Knife?
Oh, this is rough. This is so rough of a movie to watch. So yeah, this is this girl. She's at like a punk show. She leaves and she's lured in by the sound of a cat, which, not surprised, because cats are fucking great when they're not being dicks. And girls love cats. So the killer meows like a cat in the corner, grabs her. Then he brings her to, I don't know, like his fucking dilapidated house that he lives in, where he sleeps in a cage, mind you. Like a
dog crate. A dog crate.
Yeah, he sleeps in a dog crate. That's how he sleeps at night. So this girl is chained up, and he starts like abusing her, like taking her clothes off. Then I feel so bad talking about this on this podcast because, like, disclaimer.
Yeah.
Disclaimer. This is bad. This is very violent. He cuts off her tits. So he's like doing that while she's obviously still alive. He's cutting them off. I already thought that's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Mm, yeah, it got worse, You can leave it at fucked with a knife. Let's just leave it there.
No,
and
you put me through this. I'm putting you.
All right, Steve, feel free to talk about it more.
No, because this is a podcast about horror movies. And in the very beginning, we talk about spoiler alerts and we watch it for you. So you basically don't have to. And that's what I just did. Is that I watched it. I put myself through this lunacy, so you don't have to. So he takes his machete that he uses for all his kills and proceeds to place it under...
That was a genuine gag, too, yeah. People.
That was a genuine gag. Okay. So he places it under her vagina. And use your imagination. And he's blood everywhere. He takes her off the chains and then proceeds to cut her head off.
How was she? I want to know how she survived all of what you just said. She was still alive the whole time. And, you know, obviously she's in tons of pain and she's crying and screaming. But
yeah,
survives until she gets her head.
Yeah,
cut
basically.
Off.
Well, he cuts off her legs first. So she couldn't go anywhere. Just cuts off both her legs. And then. After that, cuts off her head and has his way with it, has his way with the head. And this whole time, he has this, like, I think it's just a vision of himself, a young version of himself.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought, too. Like, he's got this sort of, like you said, a younger version of himself telling him who
to
kill.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a young version of self wearing a skull mask deal, and it's a kid. And Corey, I'm thinking to myself, how the hell is this child... like in these scenes, because these scenes are so bad. They are so violent.
Yeah, you gotta think that it was a child actor.
It was a child actor in these scenes. Honestly, you know, I hate to say it. Shame on those adults. Shame on those parents for allowing that to happen, because that's a bit much. That's subjecting a child through a lot for a movie. My guess is that he had the mask on and you couldn't see through the eyes.
No way.
But here's the thing. You still hear that stuff. You know, that's going to stick with this kid. So this child actor is going through like these horrific moments portrayed in this film, and just hearing all that, hearing the screaming, and I don't know if he's hearing the sex part, but he might be. You see what I'm saying? This is like considered actual child abuse. Like that could be considered actual child abuse on screen, as opposed to the portrayed child abuse that's going to happen later on in the film.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much happens. Pretty soon here, because we start getting flashbacks of the killer's childhood. Just, and boy, he gets fucking... Dude, his parents hate him.
Awful.
His sister hates him.
Awful.
And we find out why he's living in a dog crate. It's because his family forces him to.
Exactly.
They don't feed him. They don't give him drink.
Nope. Well, they do. One way... It's piss. Yes.
Yeah, his sister makes him drink her piss.
Well, the way they would feed him, actually, is they would cut off the head of a rabbit.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, that was awful. So now we're talking acts of abuse against animals. Fun. Just so much violence. Okay, so they feed him a head. So this is where I think the fascination with people's heads stem from. You know, obviously, monsters aren't born, they're made, that type deal. So I think it's one of those situations where they made a monster, and this is what happens. You know, you fucking abuse a child, and they're going to turn into a psychopath.
I hate to say it to what you just said, to what your point is. They make you feel bad for him because of the way he grew up.
Yeah.
So he's doing all these heinous things as an adult, but he grew up being treated like shit.
Yep. He grew up like that. He thought that was his norm. And so when, you know, he became an adult and he was committing these crimes, he was thinking that, like, that's the norm. That's what he's supposed to do. That's just an everyday thing for him. But this killer is so messed up. Yeah. So this whole scene happens and it is just the tip of the iceberg. My friends, it's hard watch. It's a very hard watch. If you like ultra violence, this movie's for you.
Yep, that's why
I loved
it.
Yeah, that's why you loved it.
But Yeah, the child abuse and the machete thing kind of put a pit in my stomach.
Yeah, that was a bit much.
Otherwise, I was just like, whatever. He's fucking ahead. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, so at this point, we meet our lead lady, and her name is Jess. Surprisingly, seems like a pretty decent actress. I looked her up a little bit. Her resume says that she actually does acting for our hospitals. So, like, teaching bedside manner and things like that. She's only got, like, a couple roles under her belt for the most part. But, yeah, she's an actor for hospitals, teaching bedside manners, things like that, which is kind of cool. So, she's actually doing pretty well acting-wise. I'm actually a little surprised on the talent that they got for this. I was full-blown thinking that these were going to be awful actors. But they were surprisingly pretty good, you know, for the kind of movie it is.
Yeah, and I think Shane Beasley did a great job at portraying, you know, a mentally depraved serial killer. Because, like I said, they show his childhood, what he went through. I don't know. As fucked up as it is to say, he did a great job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be in that mindset, to be like that absolutely fucked up, has to be hard. I mean, think of actors out there that have had to put themselves through these character acting roles, right? We talked about this before with Louis Santer, Heath Ledger as the Joker. That is nowhere near as bad as this, obviously. But to get into that mindset of that kind of character, what did you have to do to get into the mindset of this kind of character? Because this is psychotic. This is next level. This is like an absolute monster who was created by his family because they abused him his whole life. So we meet the lead actress. And like I said, she's pretty good actress. I was impressed by it. So that's why I wanted to make sure that she was included in the starring, because Corey just wanted to straight up go, no one else matters because everyone dies.
No. I said the killer and Jess matters. Oh. No one else
does. You did now, but before it was like...
You said that in the... No. I said that in the
beginning. Yes, exactly. So you revised it, but she was good. So we meet her friend as well. She works at a bowling alley. And the manager is a scummer.
Dude, I was so happy when Vic died. And typically, like, this killer guy, he only kills women, but he made an exception for Vic because he's a fucking piece of shit. Womanizer, like, you know, typical fucking man in a workplace back in the day. And I know it still happens, but he's treating his employees like shit, like his women employees.
Yeah, he would smack them on the ass and all that stuff.
He promised, like, promotions for sex, that kind of thing.
That was more commonplace back in, the 70s, 80s. Started, obviously, way different. But now that's a thing you cannot do. You shouldn't do it anyways, because you shouldn't put your hands on people if they don't want your hands on them, you know? So just don't fucking do it. Just don't touch people unless they want to be touched. And the only way you want, like, they let you know they want to be touched is if they give consent. Yeah, that wasn't a thing. Yeah. And whatever. Yeah. So they worked at a bowling alley. Yeah. Eventually Vic dies.
Fucking the guy that was fat and looks like me.
No. He looks a little different. He looks like fucking just long-haired scummer.
Dude, his IMDb credit, it says Slick Vic.
That sounds accurate.
I don't like it.
I don't either. So Jess is dating this guy who's in a band. The band's called The Dead Bugs. And I'm like, that's fucking rad as fuck. I don't care. I bet they're awesome. You know, they're probably some
dude. So it's a cool name, like you said. He wanted to be like the next Black Sabbath was what he kept talking about, which was funny to me because he has like his facial hair. He looks like Tony Iommi.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly like him.
Exactly. So he was probably just trying to be exactly like him. But he's just the lead singer. We all suck. We're fucking big-headed. So he was a little big-headed. And eventually he does, like, something nice, right, in his final moments. But we'll get to it. We are already running low on time, by the way. And I think we're just running low on time, me, like, trying to get these words out because of how bad these situations are. Okay, so there's another kill. He picks up a hitchhiker. He's driving a van. The kid is in tow. She can't see the kid. She only sees this guy driving a van, and she's like in the van talking to him, smoking weed. He's not saying anything. He eventually just beats the shit out of her. And then eventually, well, he knocks her out, takes her back. He's about to do his whole little spiel like he usually does, but she managed to kind of get away until she falls into a fucking House of a Thousand Corpses type pit. I know you don't like talking Rob Zombie movies, but that's what House of a Thousand Corpses was. It was like a fucking pit of human beings. It was nothing but dead people, blood everywhere, and like decapitations and all sorts of shit. So a lot of dead people. He gets her, kills her, cuts the head off, and has his way with the head again.
Again? That sounds so bad that you have to keep saying that, but that's literally what he does.
That's exactly what he does. Well, the first thing is he eats the eyeballs. That's first. Second is the, him taking care of the head, you know, if you will. So that's what he does. Yeah. Yep. He would just basically dismember these people and, have his way with the heads. So there was some stuff that confused me about this. There's like plot holes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's some plot holes in this. For instance, the big plot hole was, okay, so the only thing I can think of, he killed Jess's best friend at the bowling alley. Jess's friend was having sex with Slick Vic for, I don't know, maybe a promotion or something like that. And Vic dies by the hands of the killer, and the killer ends up killing Jess's friend by, just stabbing her with a machete in the stomach. So I'm like, okay, I already see where this is going. Cuts off her head too, has his way with her, wakes up in a fucking, probably a drunken stupor at that point. That's like his drunken stupor, right? So he wakes up, picks up the body. I don't know why, whatever. As he's walking by, he sees her friend, Jess, and it's like a picture of her. And he saw that like they were going to be at a concert, which is, the Dead Bugs. How did this killer know to go to that specific show and find them and like get back to their house? Did you think he just followed them? Maybe he went online, looked up shows in his area and found it. Maybe he's got a smartphone. What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with movie magic on this one, because there's no fucking way this dude knows how to use a computer.
No, not at all.
He lived in a dog kennel his whole life. Honestly, I agree with you. I have
movie
no
magic on that one then.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty much skipping more towards the end because it's more or less the same all the way through, is that people are just getting killed and he's having sex with their heads and eating their eyeballs, and not in that order. So yeah, he gets to Jess's house, knocks out her boyfriend, Tony Iommi there. I don't remember his name because it doesn't matter. Everyone dies.
Pete.
Okay. Pete, he gets knocked out by the killer, thrown in the van or the truck. And then same with Jess. Jess gets knocked out.
Can we just call him Tony Iommi, though? Because I fucking hate this character so much, and I don't hate Tony Iommi, so.
Yeah, you want to call him Tony Iommi? Okay.
Yeah, then I won't be so mad when we talk about him.
Big old Tony there. Okay.
Yeah. Tony's an amazing guitarist, piece of shit. So let's call him Tony Iommi.
We'll go with Tony Iommi. Okay. So we get back to the killer's house. This is very reminiscent of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah.
Absolutely. She's sitting at the table. There's like a bunch of dead shit around her, like heads that are decapitated that he's had his way with, all this stuff. Tony Iommi is completely naked, like not a single article of clothing on, and he's chained up. So the killer comes in. He's toying with Jess a little bit, and he's toying with Tony Iommi. It's like, this is so absurd. Tony Iommi. So yeah, he's just hanging there in chains, and the killer decides to castrate him. Just cut it straight off.
It just keeps getting worse.
So it just gets worse and worse and worse. Just further and further into depravity. So yeah, he cuts off his penis, his dick, his cock, whatever you want to call it. He cuts it off. Things on the floor, whatever. So he takes Tony Iommi down, pulls Jess over, and he's forcing Jess to stab him to death. And like Tony Iommi is like, it's okay. That's what he wants, and lets it happen just because he thought that like her killing him would allow her to escape.
I love this scene a lot, actually, because the killer is behind Jess and he's holding her hands and he's actually controlling her as she's stabbing Pete, right? And eventually the killer lets go of her hands and Jess continues stabbing the shit out of Pete. Like, she fucking hated her boyfriend so much that she's just butchering him under no one else's power but her own. I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool, portraying her anger and like she wanted to do this all along.
Right. You know? It was it was very reminiscent of teaching a kid how to ride a bike.
Oh, yeah. They're real close.
Yeah,
Steve.
Really close. Like, I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. You're doing it. That type deal.
You know, did I ever tell you how I learned how to ride a bike?
By driving off cliff? I don't know.
No. I remember we lived in an apartment complex growing up, and one of my parents' friends, he was like helping me. He was like pushing me around and stuff. Eventually, we go to the top of the hill, and he's going to guide me down the hill. Nah, he fucking let me go, and he just told me to pedal. So I'm going down a hill full speed. I have no idea how to pedal a bike.
Oh, my God.
That's how I learned. It's similar to how I learned how to swim. I got thrown in the fucking deep end of my aunt's pool.
Well, that's the way to do it.
My cousin just yeeted me into the deep end. And so basically swam for my life. Yeah, that's how I learned to swim.
That's how you're supposed to do it. You're just supposed to yeah. thrown in the deep end, and hopefully you don't sink. And if you do,
you gotta be thrown into the shit to learn how to do things like driving. Just fucking drive a car if you've never done it before. Drive it in the traffic or something.
Yeah, I learned how to drive in the winter, like in the snow.
Fuck yeah, that's like the best way to learn how to drive is in New England in the middle of the winter, because you got to learn how to drive on snow and ice.
Yep, and if you can learn how to drive on snow and ice, you know how to control a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it anywhere.
It all just kind of transfers over. So Jess stabbed the shit out of Tony Iommi and proceeds to actually cut the killer's face. We already hit a half hour, by the way. Luckily, we're towards the end.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Luckily, we're towards the end. Thank fucking goodness. Okay, so...
Do you want to rewatch it?
No, I don't at all. Okay, so let's just get into it. So she cuts the killer's face. The killer ends up, like, you know, about to let her go. And then he just grabs her, sits her down, cuts her head off, and then does what he does, has his way with the head. And that's it. Oh, no, that is not it. It gets worse. It's like, but wait, there's more.
There's more. Sounds like a car advertisement.
It really is. It's like a car advertisement. But wait, there's more. Or like as seen on TV stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes to the mirror and he sees that he's got this like giant gash on his face. And so he decides to just open up the gash and pull his skin back, exposing nothing but skull. First of all, how the hell has this guy not died or gone into complete absolute shock from this? Movie magic?
Adrenaline. It's got to be adrenaline, or like obviously he's fucked up. I'm curious if you get to a point where, let's just say it's real life, like if he's doing these things, let's say you went on a killing spree and you were doing all this stuff, like can you peel your flesh off and just not feel it?
Maybe. I feel like
your adrenaline, you're on that much of a high on adrenaline and stuff, or you just don't feel
it? I mean, that makes absolute sense. Just having so much adrenaline that pain isn't even a thing. Probably why, like, a lot of athletes, like, they go through these fucking fights, right? You know, like MMA or boxing or whatever. They're just jacked up with adrenaline. They have, like, these fucking horrid injuries, and it's not even a thing to them. It's probably all adrenaline. So this guy, this killer, decides to just start pulling his skin back and pulls off his whole entire face. And then he goes and lays down in his dog kennel, and end scene, fade to black. That's it.
Yeah, that's how the movie ends. The dude probably bleeds out in the dog kennel, but yeah, we get a black screen after
that's
that
it.
One. I love it. No happy endings. Yeah,
I thought there was going to be at least somewhat of a happy ending, or at least like...
Well, like he gets married and lives happily ever after and has children
exactly.
and stuff?
Yeah.
Mm, not in this one, Steve.
No,
sorry.
This is pure dread all the way through. No, I honestly thought that he was just going to let Jess go for some reason. But no, that didn't happen. So I was like, aw, they killed her too. Damn it.
She's capital D-E-D.
Yeah, capital dead. D-E-D dead. So dead.
Oh, we should have coffee mugs with that. Speaking of new merch.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Cap
D-E-D.
D-E-D dead. It's just ultra dead. So, yeah, I thought she was going to survive. She did not survive. No one survived. I didn't want to talk about the scenes that had to do with his upbringing because it's a little bit much, you know?
Oh, well, you didn't talk about the piss one, though. That's actually pretty...
You want to talk about that?
All right, let's talk
about that then.
Like I said before, his family doesn't feed him or they do. They feed him rabbits, but they do not give
him rabbit water. Heads.
Rabbit yes. heads.
Because you can eat rabbit, but rabbit heads, that's just skull and brains.
Dude, I thought like, so they show that flashback scene here and his sister is... I thought there was going to be some incest stuff going on in this
scene.
That's
what I thought, too. Initially, at the beginning, it sounded like that there was going to be some incest type stuff because it's like, come play with me, brother, that type deal.
Yeah, and I think this scene is what it kind of made my stomach turn a little bit. I was like, no, please. Mm-hmm. Everything else, I'm okay
yeah.
with. I hate to say it, but this I was like, don't. But no, she gets up on top of the cage and start taunting her brother because her brother can't. They like I said, they won't give him anything to drink. And she starts pissing on him.
And
he's drinking her urine.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, wait, there's more.
Yeah.
And he's drinking her urine because he has nothing to drink. So, yeah. Yeah. It was a bit much. Very, very chaotic. So then they actually do go play or quote unquote play. So we don't see them really do anything. The only thing we see next is that the killer, he's sitting up against a tree with his sister, who's dead, very dead, with like a knife in her or like a machete in her. That's it, machete in her. And he's proceeding to like eat her eyeballs. And the mother comes up and is like, what did you do? You know, that kind of thing. And he stabs her too and kills her. And he cuts off her head. Right? Yeah. I don't remember. Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Just yeah.
So he kills her. He kills the mother. He kills the sister, which are we really surprised? Because they did that to him. They created this monster. So yeah, this movie's nuts. I don't know what Serbian film is like. If it's not as bad as this, I could probably be fine with watching it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
All right. We're doing an episode on Serbian film.
Oh, God.
You opened yourself up for that
one,
buddy.
Yeah, I did. I know. I'll give it a whirl. The kids stuff, though, kind of gets to me. That stuff I have a hard time digesting. That along with eyeball stuff, fingernails, teeth, and now number four, castration.
Yeah, and you saw that in this one. Yeah, I think because if we're going all in like we did with this one, I think we need to do an episode on Serbian film. I would watch it again.
You would watch it again? I think it's only fair. I mean, everyone talks about it being this fucking thing, like this crazy movie. Do yourself a favor then. Go watch Headless and tell me otherwise.
Everyone's going to watch it after they listen to this. All of our millions of listeners are going to go watch it after this.
Yeah, all of a sudden Plex is going to be like, we're about to crash. What's happening?
Yeah, like we got to show more commercials. Yeah.
Every 2 minutes is going to be a 2 minute commercial.
But isn't that how frequent they were when you watched it? It was like every two minutes.
It was every 10 minutes. It was unbearable. Unbearable. I'm okay with commercials. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm used to it. I've dealt with commercials my whole entire life. What I don't like is that many commercials. That's just excessive. That's too much.
Yeah, I don't understand how. I mean, this is a very indie budget film. Why they need that many commercials to support it.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say this. The gore was good.
Dude, the gore, I thought the practical effects were great. I'll talk about it a little more in my review.
Yeah, we should just get into it because we already hit the half hour mark. So, yeah, let's get into it. Let me...
We'll make you suffer anymore.
Fucking goodness. Because I don't want to talk about it anymore. Corey, what do you give Headless?
So, I'm going to give this one a 5 out of 5 dead kids. Animal.
You heathen.
No one is going to take me seriously anymore after this one. And I'm probably going to get on a list
will.
But this is probably the most brutal film I've ever seen. I loved it so much. And as I stated before, I've seen Serbian film. Going up in the top portion of my favorite slashers of all time, for sure. On top of
Lord.
We've talked about this before. I love Friday the 13th and Chucky and Michael Myers and stuff like that. But there's so much over-the-top gore, and this surprising, this score was so fucking good in this.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the score. The score is quite good.
Yeah, but yeah. Don't Come to My Front Door, FBI. It's just a movie. I love this film.
Yeah.
So, Steve, yeah, let's hear what you have to say about this.
God. All right. I tried to be a little biased. I will say this. Negative 500 out of 5. For watching on Plex, that was an absolute nightmare to deal with. But overall, I'll give it a 3 out of 5. Reason being, it did have some redeeming qualities. So the gore aspect was great. It looked very realistic. So the practical effects were really good. I thought were great. So I enjoyed the practical effects. The soundtrack, or score, I should say. The score was great. It had that 70s synth sound that you often hear like in the movies, The Warriors, for instance. So that kind of sound. Yeah. So it sounded like that style, which I love. I think it's great. The acting for Jess, I thought she was great as well. I think she has a promising acting career. Something about her seemed a little special. Other than that, it was very hard to watch. The 2-point loss is pretty much because of child abuse and eye stuff. There's so much fucking eye stuff.
That's why I lost points, is because of the eye stuff.
Eye stuff and child abuse. The child abuse aspect was... It was too detailed. It was far too detailed.
So I'm going to sound like an asshole for saying this, but
I'm going to edit it.
No, what are you talking
about? Okay, am I the asshole? Go ahead.
No. I think that they portrayed it in a way that made it believable, and it made you feel the way that you felt, right? Because you thought it was fucking gross, and so did I. I hate that shit. But that's just it. It puts you in a mind space that, like, this is real. Like, I feel disgusting watching this.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're the asshole for saying that. That makes absolute sense. Because the whole idea of a movie is to make you feel a certain way, have a certain experience. And clearly, I had an experience that was, like, just disgusted. The child abuse stuff, I think, yeah, was probably accurate, like an accurate representation of what can happen when you fuck with a kid that bad. So, I mean, I don't know if that's like an actual thing, people going out and being this chaotic, but a lot of bad shit really happens when you put children through situations like that. They can't grow. So they're just stuck in these mindsets of always being like a child or thinking that certain things that they do are the norm and that they're okay. And they don't realize they're doing harm or doing anything bad. So child abuse is, it's bad news, man. It's just awful. It's awful here and that. So yeah, I think the director maybe had a good approach to making us feel that way. And I think it was just hard for me to watch, but I get why he did it. But yeah, this movie is pure depravity. 3 out of 5 for me, probably 1,000 out of 5 for Corey, if he had it his way.
You give me too much credit, Steve.
Yeah. So movie's called Headless. If you want a movie that's apparently worse than a Serbian film, there you go. That's the one. That's your movie.
I'll vouch for it. Worse than Serbian film.
There you go. Corey vouches for it. I haven't seen it, but if Corey's seen it and he says it's worse, there you go. Take his advice there. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30ScreamsOrLess@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30ScreamsOrLess. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less, and don't forget to drink your beans.
You struggled so hard.
Thank fucking goodness that's over. Oh my God.
That's a blooper.
Well, I'll throw that in, sure.